It's very scary.
Kelly Rose is a 46-year-old marketing specialist whose company does not provide health insurance. She used to pay $500 a month for insurance, which covered no medical bills until she came up with the $15,000 deductible. That didn't make sense, so she dropped it.
And so it's very difficult to find a health insurance that's geared for healthy people unless you purchase major medical, in which case you have to pay a huge deductible.
Health insurance broker Bill Lindsay understands Kelly's frustration, but says she has the wrong idea. It's not health insurance, which is expensive, he says. It's health care. Consider what it costs for that one accident an uninsured person hopes will never happen.
If that person was skiing and got a compound fracture, they probably don't have any idea that the cost to fix that is probably north of $25,000 or $30,000.
Lindsay's recent hip surgery was a whopping $80,000, more cash than many people have at their fingertips. Dr. Ned Collange of the Colorado Trust says not having insurance is a gamble.
I think the most common reason for bankruptcy in the United States is unexpected medical care costs. So this is a big deal, and trying to help people understand the value of insurance.
For now, Kelly Rose will hold on to her money and cross her fingers.
It's like playing a Russian roulette in a way, because I have to make sure that I stay healthy as much as I can.
Health insurance for a family of four now averages more than $13,000 a year. Carol McKinley, Colorado Public News.